We'll talk about some history. Alright, so how did you feel about the Vietnam War? Did you think it was a waste of time?
Well, really.
What was the point?
You burning out your stuff?
No, don't worry about it. I got plenty. I'm good.
The Vietnam War. I didn't like the way it was going because they were segregated. You're going to fight. You're supposed to be fighting for your country. And the black soldier living on one side of the base and the white soldier living on the other side of the base.
But at that time, weren't they supposed to be integrated? They were supposed to be integrated, I think, after World War II. And they still kept them segregated at that time?
Yep. Yep. At the meantime, on the bus, black soldiers had to ride in the back with the black people. But what I learned about it was the white soldiers didn't want that. It was the high-ups that wanted that. Because on a lot of occasions, when we got on the bus, black people got on the bus, women especially, and you find that you didn't have enough seats in the back to sit down. And there was seats up front, empty. Say, for instance, if the bus filled up, not empty, filled up, and it says a black woman will walk on the bus, go to the back, there was no seats. A white soldier would get up and say, come and take my seat. On occasion, a black woman said, no, I can't take your seat because I can't sit up there. White soldier would say, I'm giving you my seat. I don't want you to stand up. You're a woman. I don't want you to stand up. Bus driver would say, no, soldier, she can't sit there. Well, he says, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the lady, and I'm giving her my seat, right? Bus driver said, well, I'm telling you, she cannot sit up front here. She has to stay back there. He said, but there's no seat for the side. He said, well, I'm sorry about that. She has to stand up, but she can't come and sit. White soldier said, go get the woman. Try to make the woman come, the woman won't come. The soldier said, come on, let's get on, man. Let's drive this bus. Lady, come on, man, sit down there. He goes, I'm not driving this bus no place until she get out of that seat. She can't sit in that seat. Then all of the soldiers get on the bus, white and black, get on the side of the bus and start rocking the bus back and forth. Fight to turn the bus over. Tell the bus driver, if you that woman don't sit down, we're going to turn this bus over. Okay? Because it's not a huge bus. The bus driver give in, and the woman sat down, and we're gone. Because most of the white soldiers there was from the north. See, we was in the south. See, they send the white northern soldiers south, right? And the southern white soldiers come north. So that we got the north, we got the Yankees there. So the Yankees was like trying to help the black people, okay? But that's the way they was. And they, just like their movies make, they dig ditches for the shit house or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You worked in the office club.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchens. But the upper class, brass, right? But what we were, we had what you call a motor pool. That base, Moody Field, is a motor, they have that jet, that little jet that rolls over that fast jet. Mm-hmm. That's what stays in Moody Field now. They will never give over that base. That's a famous. And the black guys was like garage workers. They were very famous for fixing, repairing trucks. And they call it a motor pool. Mm-hmm. And all the people was in there was black guys that was mechanics, like greasemongers. They call them greasemongers. And they had a few white guys there that was ahead of it all that knew more about it than them and taught them how to fix these trucks. They kept the jeeps going. They kept the cars going. They helped keep the planes going. And they was like over in their own little private section. Okay? And when they got on the bus, they never rode together on the bus. The black soldiers were in the back, the white soldiers up front. And to me, if you're going to fight for your country together, Why the hell aren't you together every place and everything? You know what I mean? Why? In the PX, they had a PX. The I worked in the PX. Black soldier wasn't allowed to come in and sit down and eat in the PX. You could come in and order a hamburger or something to take out, but you was not allowed to come into the PX and sit down with the white soldiers. Now, this is the government. Now you going over and you gonna kill the enemy with your white soldiers, okay? I don't see why you gotta kill the enemy. You got a fucking Indian right there with you, right? You understand? Mm-hmm. But they went freely and calmly and did it because they were getting this little money that they didn't have before. Government was paying them a little money that they didn't have if they weren't in the army. So they just went on and did whatever they were told to do so they get that little paycheck. And the family got, what, $50 a month. With $50 a month, you gave your family $50 a month. If you had a child, they would give you $30 for the child. For each child.
And then you live on the base.
No. We didn't live on the base. The white women lived on the base. But the black soldier did not live on the base. Your families could not live on the base. They lived with people in the village, in the town, with white black families. They moved in with, if you wanted your wife to stay, she had to live in the town with some white family or another. They didn't have living quarters. Not in Valdosta, maybe in some other town, but not in Valdosta. They didn't live on the base.
Mm-hmm.
But not that time. They did not. And it was more important that the white man was a soldier. The black guy was not considered a soldier. He was a porter. Porter with a uniform on. Okay? So I don't care too much about the World War II. This is World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about my home attack. But Vietnam, I don't know too much about the Vietnam. Vietnam was integrated. But I can't tell you too much about it. All I know, I had three sons that were messed up in the Vietnam War. You understand? The Vietnam War, I never cared too much about because where I see it, they was fighting the idea because everybody looked alike right over there. How you know who you gonna kill? Everybody looked alike over there. Viet Cong, Vietnamese, North, South. What's the difference? They all look alike. It's an idea. Everybody thinks different. That's what they were fighting, ideas. But how do you know how you kill an idea? That's how come so many of them got killed because
you gotta go to the bathroom?
He got paper down there. I'm not messing with him. He wants to get untired. Vietnam was an idea. You fight an idea. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know how come all these boys had to go there and get killed. For what? For what? I don't remember no Vietnam coming over here hurting us. Why? We had the Vietnam War. Did anybody come over and hurt us?
No.
I don't remember no Vietnam people coming to hurt us. And they didn't have no guns, super guns to shoot gas at us or hurt us in a way like that. Why were we over there? That's the way I feel about Vietnam. Why the hell were we over in Vietnam? Why? Why?
Mm.
All right, if it was like now they had the atomic bomb and all this other stuff. Missiles and thing, I could see you over there trying to stop them. But they never had that. So what was this about?
Do you think a lot of people felt like that?
I really don't know. I'm talking from my point of view.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just don't even know what the Vietnam War was about at all. What was it about? They couldn't come over here to America to hurt us.
So why were we involved?
Yeah. I want to ask that question too. Can you tell me why we did that?
Because you said, because of ideas. Because they didn't, America was afraid that communism was going to spread.
They keep talking about communism. They always talk about fucking communism. Now, Russia is no more communism,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The big bad wolf is gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now what? We hold a hand with them now. Well, what?
Exactly. Now, basically,
all these people are dead. Communists, the wall is going to come down. And they're saying no more communists. They're saying Castro don't communist. Castro ain't no communist. Castro ain't just a man no more. You fucking around his country. They don't goddamn communists. They call him a communist because he ain't going to do what they tell you to do. Right here in America, if a black person get up speak up for yourself quite a while ago, they would say, first they say, he's a communist.
Right.
If you speak up to these white people, you're communist. You understand? You're communist. Take a look. Take a look.
All right, okay.
Is she got the water in that bowl?
Yeah.
Is the food in that bowl?
Yes. We'll talk to you about it.
What is your problem?
He loves you, Grandma.
He don't love me.
Yes,
he does. Now, anyway, I don't even know what the Vietnam War was about. They're killing our people in World War II. They're killing our people in World War II.
So what do you think